This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
My taint is raw.
Well, Todd, you did a lot of walking around, a lot of lifting, a lot of moving, a lot of shaking, a lot of grooving.
A lot of sweating, a lot of moving around, a lot of walking, a lot of chafing, and a lot of drinking. I have the water ass. I have shit probably 27 times today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 99% of the volume is just water.
Well, you know what? Listen, we want to kick these episodes off giving people a visual they can run with. Something that'll make them feel good inside. And that's what I feel we're doing this episode.
I think so. I mean, you want to know behind the scenes? Here's what happens. Mm-hmm. You drink for 3 straight days. And you know what? You're 50 years old, and it kind of just upsets your system. Your body says, hey, what are you doing? You know what? I'm going to put you in some pain for a while. I'm going to make you as uncomfortable as possible so you slow your ass down next time your friends come over for a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. And I didn't touch the fireball not once, but I know you helped out with that big ass handle. We got the handle for Saturday. But you guys knocked her down on a good old Friday.
I forgot about that. We were playing Flip Cup, I think. What were we playing? Something you had to, instead of doing shots, we were just pulling straight from the
You guys were doing that. We were playing Flip Cup, and then the losing team had to take swigs off the bottle.
That's what it was. And probably now we all have herpes. Like, if one of us did, we're all getting it now. How dumb is that?
You guys are dummies.
Just pulling off the bottle.
The variant's running around. The COVID variant. It ends with a T. Also, luckily I didn't hit that bottle. But luckily I don't fuck with Fireball.
Yeah.
It'll send you in a different realm. I don't know what it is about the cinnamon. But that right there is the rocket fuel that I don't need to put in my jet.
I don't know why we were even doing Fireball. First of all, worst, like, summertime shot.
We went, and you were like, get the Fireball. And I was like, okay. So I got the Fireball.
It was that or tequila. I wasn't ready for tequila quite yet. It was early in the day. Should have just stuck with tequila because I ended up doing a bunch of tequila anyway.
But here's what happened. The good news is the food was good. You know what I mean? We had the Patreon party. If you know what the hell we're talking about this weekend for our Patreon members, if you want to sign up, just head over to gunsblazingpodcast.com. Hit that Patreon link.
Mm-hmm.
Every tier from 5 to 100. But we had a little party for those homies. The top tier Black Ops, they automatically come into the party.
Yeah, it's free.
We took care of all food and drinks for the day on Saturday at the house here at our bar.
We had a real bartender working the whole party, so you didn't have to walk to a cooler and open it up and dig your hand into some cold icy water to pull out, sift through what you want. Oh no, there's no seltzers on top, and then stir it around. Oh, there's Corona seltzer, but I want White Claw, and then you got to dig more. Nobody had to do that.
I don't feel like that. Like, I can do that. I'm really good at bartending house parties. Like, I'm like the one, not like the ones like where they're fucking jumping off the buildings and out the windows and shit on the couches. Like, I'm talking not like a rager in college. I'm talking like event where you just people are at the house chilling out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good at that because I can fucking bar back and bartend at the same time.
Right.
And I think if there's
I think
a
our
business,
weakness is, though, obviously we get distracted.
You're going to get off on a tier. As a business.
Yes.
Like, more people should be implementing the home bartender at their own house. Because if I was me, if I did that as a side gig,
right.
I have my own little pop-up bar, bro. I'll shut them down, open up shop anywhere.
Right.
With a cooler on wheels and my fucking one-piece bar. And I'll bartend anybody's house for, I think the going rate now, 300 plus tips if you're going to go on the road and do this. That needs to be done at people's houses.
And that's why. That's why I'm saying, like, if we're hosting the party, you're going to get distracted. Your guests are going to get ignored. Why not bring in somebody that's a professional to fucking handle this for you and be entertaining at the same time? Could be its own business. You hosting people's backyard parties, bartending, your own bar back, you know, come up, fucking hear a story, whatever, get roasted, whatever comes with that.
Yeah.
Is a genius move. I'm going to why more people aren't taking their backyard party more seriously.
Because you could just, instead of going to event center, pop that backyard, drop your little shed down there, bust the windows out, you know, take out a couple of walls, just leave up half the wall, put a little butcher block bar part down, you know, bar on top of her, and open up shop. It's like a goddamn facility out there. I feel like I actually had to work. I worked at a real bar this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how we pulled it off, because the last minute we were supposed to get fucking thunderstorms all day, all night, boom, boom, boom. And then the weather, like, toward going to bedtime, like, there might be a little window here during the day or whatever. By the time we woke up, it looked like this weather had moved past us. The south side of Indianapolis, we're getting it.
And if you guys are not, if you're pumped about that, you guys can go back to weatheryesterday.com and you can see, if you want to look at the Doppler, about exactly what we're talking about. You can see the weather from the party.
You can see it move. The red cells moved south of us, which saved our ass because we were going to have to get a warehouse. And as much of a chore as it was just to get set up here, I can't imagine if we had to truck this stuff 40 minutes south of us and set it up in a warehouse and then tear it down today.
But awesome that was, we did have that contingency. That we did do it very well with our contingency management.
We did.
We had the tents popped up. We went and got extra tents, but we didn't open them, so we'll be taking a couple of tents back. But we each now have a pop-up tent, which I've been needing a pop-up tent.
Oh, we got it for the next time we do tailgate shit? Now, rain.
Yeah.
We got 20 square foot covered.
Yeah.
Right now. We'll have our own, like, set up totally dry. If I don't know if I'm trying to think, like, the side, you know, you've seen the tents with the side wraparounds or whatever.
Yeah.
Ours don't have that. But when it did rain, I felt pretty comfortable that I was staying dry under there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I felt that our pop-up tent really stepped up to the plate on this event, knowing that rain was going to be involved, and that, you know, a lot of times these pop-up tents, they're not as sturdy as the ad says. You know, you get these tents coming out of the, you know, their region, they sell it to the big leagues, and they fold a lot of times. But these tents, they showed up and they showed out.
You need a good pop-up tent. What you do is you go to Lowe's and you get the $100 10x10 pop-up tent, the easy whatever the hell it is. Easy Shade, I think that's what it is. Bam. I mean, it just pops right up, and it saved our ass. Like, we had a whole
The blue
whole
ones were bigger, I thought.
Huh?
The blue ones were bigger.
One was 12 by 12. The others were 10 by 10. It covered a big area.
Yeah.
So we had it all. We had the bar surrounded. There was all this extra dry space, but it only rained, like, twice on us, and it was pretty light when it did. But, man, the fucking brisket, Kincaid's Meat Market, Dougie, Natasha, come through like champions.
Yeah, they really just basically, I mean, we were tagging them, doing our thing on social media with them, because they hooked it up. They took care of us. They sponsored our event.
It was a Kincaid's sponsored party.
And I had a great, like, them briskets. We took them. We went to Kincaid's in Fishers and, you know, seasoned them up. And then we put them in the container and rolled them over to his brother's crib in a smoker. You know, I got a little bit of a lesson on the smoker and how it actually, the, you know, inner workings of the pellet smoker. Even though I had one, I still didn't break the thing down, but his brother's very smart like him, so he knew all the parts and how it all flow, and I was all in on it.
Yeah.
And we put them big old things down. It was like 30-some pounds of the two briskets together.
Jesus.
Like 34 pounds between the two, which is monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them 210 for 20 hours, 21 hours at 210 degrees. Bang, bro, this shit was delicious. He dug into it like it was pulled pork. It was so easy, like, whoop.
Oh yeah,
and it was just ripping it apart, juicy, delicious.
I mean, I've never had anything better. And we ate on it for 2 days. Still have, and we there was like 50 people here, and we still have meat left over. It's fucking incredible.
Here's what I love: obviously the I was in love with the sandwiches I was making. You know what I mean? I toasted the bun. I threw some of the brisket on there. I threw some barbecue sauce on. I threw some jardiniere on there. That's a go-to move. That's going to be in my diner restaurant menu, bro. And then this morning we took the brisket that we still had and threw it in with the already, you know, the prepped hash browns, frozen hash browns.
Yep.
Threw that in there with a bunch of, I cut up two onion. We dropped them in there with the two or three bags of hash browns, browned them up on the flat top. Then you got the brisket involved. And then also the juice from the brisket on the potatoes and then some brisket. And then I just put it together. Brisket hash browns with a couple of eggs over medium on top. Forget about it. Get out of my face.
And it was on the griddle. So it was like crisp on the bottom side. Oh my God.
Just like a diner. Like on that flat top.
Shut your mouth. If you've not had brisket hash for breakfast after a full night of fucking drinking, you're not living. It's just, it was perfect. It's so greasy and all those potatoes and everything just soaked up everything. And then I was ready to drink again. So I did start drinking again. That's what I do.
Gotta love it. It
margaritas, was nice. We had margs, we had mimosas, and we had a Bloody Mary. It was a nice little day.
Yeah, today we even had a few. I busted out with a couple of New York strips that they brought over. The hash browns, the eggs. Oh man, I made a little pepper medley last night. I mean, it's just about cooking and eating good. The burgers, the late night burger run. We just went and made like 30 cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was almost blacked out at that point, I think. But I know I ate probably 2 cheeseburgers.
I was good to go. I was buzzing off my ass, but I had kept it real even keel. To the point where I was like, I feel it. Like if I have a few, I definitely am done. I didn't really take many shots at all. Only maybe a couple the whole weekend, but I can do, you know, after the vodka sodas, and you're just like, all right, this is a peak. This is it. This is maximum.
I went into it. And then we watched the fights after a lot of the Patreon people left, and I kept nodding off. Fucking McGregor broke himself.
Broke his goddamn leg.
I'm sick and tired of seeing these guys break their shins. It's disgusting. It's horrible. Like, they don't deserve that. These guys train their asses off for a fight and then snap their damn leg in half. And now they're probably going to be, a year and a half before we ever come back? 2 years?
To be able to kick with it and shit again? I'm not sure. Can you come back from that?
Anderson Silva did, but he was never the same, I didn't think. Mike Weidman, he came back, but, you know.
People are going to be kicking at it, knowing it's fucked up. You're going to be hesitant to kick hard with it.
That's the thing, because they say it heals stronger than it was a lot of times.
Really?
Originally. But you're never going to trust that in your head.
Never.
Once you've felt what you just felt then, you're never going to forget that feeling. And you're gonna, every time, because you have to kick, like that whole fight, obviously McGregor, his kicks are just menacing. And he was really landing some good kicks with it. Was his left foot? Yeah. And you could see Poirier like wince a little bit. I mean, he was snapping them off, but he was throwing them with everything he had. Is he ever going to be able to do that again?
He might. He might not give a fuck if he breaks it again.
Maybe. I mean, he was handling like a champ. I'm just laying there. Make sure you listen to Dr. Stoppage. Dr. Stoppage. That's all I cared about. Hey,
Knock me out, bro. It was a doctor stoppage because I busted my shit.
Right.
Like, I wasn't knocked. He didn't knock me.
Right.
Which, you know what? I guess you got to respect that.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted here. I busted my motherfucking shin. Yeah, he was busting my ass up right now.
Right.
Because he was catching some bombs and he was getting it was getting to the point where he might just stop this.
Right. But, you know, that happened with 13 seconds left.
Yeah.
So in the first round, I would have loved to have seen a second round. I mean, I'm pretty sure Poirier had that match handled, but it would have been some good action.
A snap shin. It makes my skin crawl.
I mean, it's got to, you know, there's a pop that happens. They all say they can hear it, and it's just like a sound you'll never forget. Because you know what it sounds like just when you take a piece of chalk and you snap it in your hand? Imagine.
I don't want to think about that. Yeah. That shit is horrible, dude.
It just looks so unnatural. When you look at it, you're like, he just goes to step and his leg just folds at his mid-shin. Anyway.
Let's get back to the griddle.
Back to the griddle.
I'm going
to
say this. It's the most fun cooking experience, and it's the most diverse of all the outdoor cooking utensils. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, technically, if I had my way, I'd have a gas grill, a charcoal grill, I'd have a smoker, and I'd have a flat top in my area. You know what I mean? So, I'd stay ready. I don't have to get ready because I stay ready.
Mm-hmm. I also have you ever made homemade pasta?
No, I never made my own dough and all that. I have made my own dough on episodes of Chef.
Yeah.
But like to say that I've just been at my house and I just said, fuck it, I made my own pasta just to eat my own pasta? No.
I don't I don't know that it's worth it. Like, even like when you watch like Chopped or some of these cooking shows, they uh-huh. when they try to make their own pasta, they always criticize them. Like, it's going to take so long. Like, and obviously the store-bought shit, you can get it pretty high level. It tastes really good.
Yeah.
Would it even be worth it? I keep thinking I want to do that, and I keep thinking I want to make my own pie crust. Those are two things I've been trying to challenge myself to do, but I don't know if it's fucking worth it.
I'll say this. If it's a date thing with you and your lady, it's worth it because it's the experience. Yeah. It's not about, like, if I'm at home, I'm not going to, like, put on classical music and be fucking floating the flour over all majestic as I roll my, you know, my freshly made dough up that I've just needled myself.
Right.
Or whatever the word is, kneaded.
Kneaded. When you knead, that's right. Yeah. That's what it's called. You knead the dough.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it. I definitely have done it now that I think about it in my house, but not just to make my own. Yeah, I like to make my own rigatoni.
Yeah.
It's like, calm the fuck down, buddy. Calm your shit, pal.
That's a lot of work, bro.
I like to sit at home and make my own gnocchi.
I'm going to make my own gnocchi. Sauce, and we'll just call it a day.
Your own sauce is nice because you start in the mornings. You know, you could like put, my grandma would be up at 5 or 6 in the morning, and then she'd have the tomatoes, cans of tomato sauce. And the tomatoes out already roasting down and shit.
Right.
To like do all of her own stuff, make it completely her own sauce.
Right.
And you know what changed? I don't know what changed, but like in my grandma's sauce, after she made the sauce and then noodles were made, then she put it in there with the spaghetti all at once.
Really?
Yeah, it was one humongous, amazing pot with them. And then she'd have the meatballs and the sausage and shit separate. But, you know, they'd probably have a couple of sausages and meatballs floating at the top.
Right.
But not until later where they started separating everything.
I don't know. I feel like...
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it personally. I want to go back.
I'm going to kill my own cow.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... I'll dress it out. And then I'm going to use that for my hamburger, my meat sauce. I don't know if I'm going to do... I'm not a big like spaghetti meatballs guy. I like a meat sauce. I like the meat throughout, right? So I'm probably going to use that for that. And then I'm going to saw cut bones out and make my own bone broth to get the sauce started.
Yes.
Right? So we're talking, this is probably going to be a 4 or 5 day process.
Of course. You might check out off the grid completely because this is important.
Yes. I think, and I might just put up a tent in the backyard.
Not a bad idea.
The whole process out there.
Dig a pit.
Oh, I'll dig a pit. Sleep in that, and then also cook in that. I'll sleep on the edge of it, I think, so I can monitor it. I got to build, I think, a chimney thing for my smoke, like a flue.
Yep.
So all the smoke from the cook goes up and out.
Then you can do smoke signal from the top. You can have a little thingy that you pull down a chain that covers the hole.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That little metal piece. Mm-hmm. That way you can start hitting signals.
Yes. I'll do that. And then I'll probably grow my own tomatoes. Well, now we're talking a whole season now. So this is going to be several weeks.
You might want to think about getting an ox.
Yeah, I should get an ox to plow
your own garden. It's going to be a big garden.
It's a good point.
You have to hold that yard, all the yard behind your house, your fence, where all the broken glass is.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to farm that land.
What I'm describing to you guys right now as listeners is how things used to be. This is what it took for date night spaghetti.
That's what it took.
You know, you had to get your ox. You had to plant a garden. You know, they got to
grow tomatoes.
Grow your tomatoes.
A nice vine ripened tomato, too. Let's be real here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not, you know, listen, this is fresh mutz.
Fresh.
You know, you can't have fresh mutz with some non-vine ripened tomatoes. Have some respect for your 1902 Amish, Italian Amish lunch.
Yes. This is what people, I would get tired of eating. It was, this is too much work to eat.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I would go to there's markets, like people that put this work in and then they sell the shit ready to go. I'm going to go find them. I don't know.
Vendors?
Yeah, but maybe if you go back far enough in the day, I mean, this is just what every household did. I don't know if I could cut it.
I want to have an army, but I want to be like a lieutenant in the army of food, of
that's it.
Of taco men.
Yes.
Start like I want to have like a I want like a 20 I'll start off with just like 20 taco soldiers, and then we'll even march and push our carts in unison and shit like that. You know, like we're gonna hold ourselves to true military standard.
That's what you do, and then
deploy them.
You'd be like, I'll offer the protection. Like we're going, right? Yeah. And then you guys do the growing of the vegetables and the slaughtering of the cows and the cooking.
Yeah, here's also what I'm going to do. I'm going to invent plants that, okay, the plant that can grow upside down, right? That can be held upside down.
Right.
But and then, but it's still growing. It's still a pot.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's a drone on top. So now if I want, I can have floating my floating vegetables around me that I pick off the branch fresh.
Oh,
that's never been done in history.
You don't have to bend over.
No, because it's all going to be floating around me, all of my vegetables for the recipe.
Oh, this is brilliant.
And then guess what? I'm not like they're not. They're fully they're in their pot. They're growing.
Mm-hmm.
Those drones land back and they're in their, you know, in their pod where the lighting is, where I grow my organic vegetables. Mm-hmm. It's like a weed house, but it's like radishes, bell peppers, poblano, obviously some serranos. I'm going to get in there, probably mm-hmm. some bok choy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then when you need to pick,
I just say radishes and then it flies over and I have a fresh radish bushel. That I can cut right off or pull right off. Berries, all that.
And then the drone parks the pot back.
It go parks. It just later. Parks on the outside, like 10 square feet outside of me.
I love this.
That's actually a fucking great idea. And I want to be the first guy to do that. But I need to figure out a way to hang a plant upside down. Maybe even, I mean, I think that
Why can't it grow upside down? I think it could.
Can I, but I'm saying like the anti-gravity, I don't know how it works with plants and shit. But can a radish plant... Can I somehow figure out how's the dirt, you know, like, can the dirt not fall?
Yeah.
How am I going to keep the dirt not get to fight against gravity? I'm going to need some kind of apparatus.
Mm.
And you know, I love, and also I want everybody to know that two separate apparatuses together called apparati.
Yeah. That's a good, because if all the dirt falls out, you're fucked.
Yeah. You need the soil. Now, so I guess I could
like,
do the,
maybe like a mesh screen.
Oh, hydroponic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ball of fucking water.
Yes.
And then it's just around, you have like a valve of some sort around the base of the plant so it can still be upside down and feeding off the water, but growing my organic vegetables that would cost not $3,000 a pound at Whole Foods.
It's like how they grow them on the spaceships when they're traveling to space.
Yes. And you know what? Worst case scenario, if it won't work upside down, I'll flip the drone over. I'll have the stuff on the top, but it's not going to be as fun.
Right. I mean, it could, yeah.
I could have the drone on the bottom and not even worry about any of these problems, but guess what? That's how commoners think.
But you're also trying to be innovative.
Exactly.
You're trying to do something that people say can't be done.
Well, you think Elon Musk gave a flying fuck about upside down stuff? No, he figured it out.
Fuck no. He didn't care about that.
And he didn't care about that.
I'll tell you what, if you're Googling hydroponic stuff, you got to be careful. People might get the wrong idea depending on what state you live in.
Uh-huh.
Keep your shit clean.
Yeah. Let me tell you right now, if you're outside of Birmingham, Alabama, and you're Googling hydroponic, you better fucking have some sturdy front doors, because I'll tell you right now, what's coming, Todd?
Police! Search warrant!
It's a no-knock raid right there, friends. Mm-hmm. And that's all because you weren't safe, and you could have been safe if you used IP Vanish.
There you go.
IP Vanish is a virtual private network, a VPN for short. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet, guys.
Safely. I mean, you want to be able to search for whatever you search for with confidence, right? It's nobody else's business but yours, what you look up on the internet. So you can use a VPN on your computer, tablet, phone, even things like your Fire Stick if you want to. When you're streaming media, when you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. It's like a secret code that nobody else can figure out.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Whatever you're watching, whatever you're searching, whatever you're reading, don't worry about it. It's safe. And that's important, because what you're doing on the internet is no one else's business, guys. Okay. I don't have to reiterate that again, because I just reiterated it already. I've already out reiterated my reiterations on this, and you guys get it.
Mind your own business.
Exactly.
What I search on the internet is my business only.
And it's
Sheila.
And it's your right, Todd, to be anonymous and secure on the internet. And I'm going to tell you right now, for listeners of this show, not other shows, other shows can fuck right off, because they're not
right
hooking
off.
You guys up. Okay?
Fuck right off.
Fuck right off. Because for listeners of this show, the Guns Blazing Podcast, IP Vanish is offering an incredible 65% off right now. It's just for $3.49 for the first month or $31.49 for the whole year.
That's right. You heard that right. $3.49 for the first month or $31.49 for the entire year.
This this fucking ad has me rattled, Todd, because it's such a good deal.
It's almost too good to be true.
It's rattling me to the core. I'm so pumped by my privacy is about to be stepped up.
And you guys want to know what you get for your 65% off? Just $31.49 a year or $3.49 for your first month. This is what you get. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address cannot be tracked by anyone on the web. Circumvent any online censorship. IPVanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70-plus locations. You ain't gonna censor me, bro. We got 1,500 servers, 70-plus locations. You censor yourself. You worry about what you're doing. Get protection when using public Wi-Fi. Remember, with IPVanish, all your data is encrypted, so no one can snoop on what you're doing. They might try. Be able to tell you're there, but you know what?
This is the sound of them trying.
I can't break the code.
Forget it. Let's get out of here, Johnson.
Let's go. Let's go to IPVanish.com/gunsblazing. No G, of course. Go to IPVanish.com/gunsblazing. Claim your 65% savings.
And that's how it works, guys. Okay? Plans starting at $349 or $3149 for the whole damn year. And this is the time to sign up, okay? This is the discount you're looking for. This is the promotion you needed in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've been looking at VPNs. The wait is over. The search is over. It's IP Vanish. Get it for $3150 for the whole year. Not even $3150. $31.49. Jesus.
On. The best of the best. Even rated 4.7 out of 5 on Trustpilot. And that's with more than 6,000 reviews. Just shut up. Shut up.
I mean, they're giving it away.
Giving it away.
Here's safety at a rock bottom price.
I'm like a ninja surfing the internet when I use IPVanish. You don't know what's coming.
This is my favorite. I love these dudes, bro. And I feel so safe on my phone now.
Right?
I'll tell you what, the things I've been looking up.
I don't know. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, I wish the people from IP Vanish were at this barbecue.
Well, they would have loved it.
You're goddamn right they would have loved it.
I mean, listen, we could have just simply thrown a hot dog hamburger party.
Could have.
Come over, bring your folding chair, we'll sit around. We'll play cards, whatever. Just a nice little, no. Booze, all you can drink.
Yeah.
Food, all you can eat. What kind of food? Brisket. Steak. We had
really good cheeseburgers.
Really good cheeseburgers. Hot dogs, brats.
It's a mix. The ground beef there is a mix they use. They trim all their amazing pieces for their case from the New York, from the ribeyes. You know what I mean? That's all mixed in with the ground beef, and that's why it's unbelievable.
Jesus. So much better. Like you
had a hot dog machine with the rollers.
Who made the first hot dog, do you think? Like that was... Somebody was like, hey, we have all these extra parts.
All this shit on the floor, that's just rotting away.
Just take it. And if
how can we shovel this up?
Put it in some kind of skin to where it looked like, you know.
Let's ground it up, though. Like put everything on the ground.
Yeah,
and the opposite of a burger for as far as the bread goes.
Yes. So they grab the intestines and they
some
cut
skin,
a section
stuff
off
like that,
and
tongues.
Stuff the intestine and then they figured out how to cap it off. I mean. Was there demand for, you know what, all it's like easy travel, like easy to feed yourself food, right?
Yep.
Dock workers, shit like that. Like, what can we fucking give these people that's packed full of protein and nutrients? But it's real easy to eat on the go.
Yep.
That demand was there.
You know, it wasn't until years later people started to pretend that having ketchup on the hot dog isn't one of the best things you could possibly do.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't understand what the problem is with hot dogs and ketchup.
I mean come at me. If you're from Chicago, you're like, yeah, you don't put fucking ketchup on a fucking hot dog. You know,
who could put it on a hot dog?
I tell you what, it's fucking delicious.
I love ketchup on a hot dog.
The ketchup and mustard combination. On a hot dog.
It's classic. It was literally on the goddamn wrapper of hot dogs I ate growing up.
I mean,
oh, I guess the people who sell the hot dogs since 1902 don't know what best on their shit.
Maybe they don't know what they're talking about. Maybe you do because you work at an accounting firm as a fucking runner. You run documents from one place to another, and now all of a sudden you're a fucking expert on what condiments go on a hot dog. Shut up.
Oh, look, this guy Jim knows. He knows.
I don't care where you live.
By the way, hardworking Americans are making ketchup every day and bottling it for our pleasure as a free nation. What are we doing? Why do we want to bash big ketchup? I don't get it. Or small ketchup.
Are we trying
I'll
to
run a craft ketchup fucking special right now. I'll make my own ketchup, sell 38 bottles only.
Are we trying to put hardworking Americans out of work? Is that what we're trying to do?
In this day and age.
37% of this country works in the ketchup industry.
We're just under 38.
Almost 38%.
Almost.
So, I mean, what are we trying to cause another Great Depression?
Yeah. Ketchup depression?
I mean, come on. We can't have that. You think COVID was bad?
What are you going to tell me next? I can't put ketchup on my hash browns?
Come on.
I got to put mustard in a pickle? Listen, I love a Chicago dog, but the no ketchup stuff, I just don't understand it. It's been around since before me.
Don't put me in a box, man.
Don't push this kid in a corner. You guys know that, dude. It's Tom McComas, bro. He probably has a pistol on his ankle.
I eat what I like. I've been one time I put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Oh, dude, that's called the Mexican doggy.
Yes.
Give me the Mexican doggy all day, the bacon wrap with the mayo. Forget about
the
it.
Chili lime
it's over.
Seasoning. That's delicious.
I'm going to have, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm also going to have a platoon of hot dog guys. Oh. I'm going to have a food army.
Yes.
Of street vendors.
Yes.
And that's what's going to be.
What kind of, are you going to like armor the, like there'll be like food trucks, but they'll have armored plating? And all that.
I kind of want to do something real tactical with with the carts,
so they can roll hard if they need to.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to get them cool helmets.
Oh, there we go.
What's the straps that hang down? Because those guys always look cool in all the old war movies.
Absolutely.
With the straps hanging down from the helmet and shit. I'm going to make everybody kind of put a little bit of black smudge on their face like they've been out at war for days at a time, maybe weeks, if not months.
I like it.
The product is going to be unbelievable, though.
Dude, if you had your own... Almost like a traveling circus, but it was just food. Like you loaded up in a big caravan like that every time, and you brought them, and then there was your hot dog people. There was your, smoked meats people over here. Like everybody had their own specialty.
The food circus.
And if you only, used like freak show people. So like the bearded lady was your smoked meat person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You incorporate... A traveling circus with traveling food show.
And then everybody has their own booth. They take reservations.
Yes.
In town, the food circus in town, one night only, reservations available. And then you have a list of everybody and all the people that are cooking and their shit.
Mm.
It's kind of like a food truck festival, but if it wasn't a truck, it was a booth.
Oh, I love that.
And then they all came together as a caravan, like a gypsy, but...
Yeah.
Maybe a samurai style, what's it called? Hibachi chef. Guy's going to be there.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
We got propane, baby. We can run this. We can run this game. You're going to have that guy doing stuff, throwing ninja stars at shit against the wall. You know what I mean? A real show.
We just take over like a giant Walmart parking lot or something like that?
Exactly.
Or Marsh, because a Marsh closed down or something. A Marsh grocery store parking lot. Huge. You just said that.
By the way. They definitely did some janky shit before they closed those marshes because we lived across the street from a marsh. Mm-hmm. And then right before they closed, they just happened to give themselves a brand new $10 million sign up there, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, wow, you just redid the entire motherfucking, and you spelled out the word marketplace.
and then you're closed?
And then you close a month later? You didn't see this coming?
Oh, come on.
Come on. Come on, guy.
You could have canceled the signs, I feel like.
You could have threw me some free steaks at least that last month. We were across the street. We were cooking.
Yeah.
I wish you had an insider that said, listen, they're going to be tossing this place. They're just going under, but they're going to drop a bunch of cash on some signs and shit for tax write-offs, I'm pretty sure, or whatever else they're dodging and weaving as a grocery store suddenly has to close down 12 to 15 locations. But before that, just come in. I'm going to start dumping you free meat.
Like, I think that's something we should look into. Marsh was too good to close. I don't buy it.
Something, they get bought out?
Something's going on.
But the sign always threw me for a loop. I'm like, why are you going to do why? They had the big cranes in there. They were moving shit. They had the fucking 22-foot letter, H.
What year did the marshes close?
I think 2018 or 17.
Okay.
The one by our old apartment on the north side.
Marsh went out of business like 2017, right?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
I was going to launch a full-house investigation.
What else was going on the world in 2017? What was happening... In 2017.
Because think about Marsh would have came right the fuck up because COVID hit and the grocery store business went bonkers.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? All right, here's 2017 events that happened. Trump's inauguration happened. after a divisive election. It's
probably
season.
His fault.
I wonder if he had his hands in this. Do you think they were like against his campaign and some he buried them somehow?
Oh, maybe.
He closed all the marshes?
You know what? If you didn't like the guy, he definitely would try to bury you. If you weren't loyal, you were going down. What if they didn't have ketchup one time when he went in to get it? He's known to eat a lot of cheeseburgers and fries.
Russia was meddling in our elections.
I like the word meddling, by the way.
I did too.
It's such a huge accusation.
Are you
meddling?
Are you over here meddling? Don't be over here meddling.
What are you meddling, dude? You meddling with our elections, bro?
I love that word.
It seems like it just doesn't fit in that part. It should. It's too big. It's too, you know, normal and kind of a word. It's like meddling's like it's no big deal. He's meddling around.
Right.
Not creating an absolute international fucking, you know, diplomacy crisis.
Right.
Due to hackers and presidential elections of our free world.
Yeah, it's not like you don't want to use it, even though it's interchangeable with a lot of other words. Like, you don't want to use it in a more serious situation, right? Because it makes light of it. Like, yeah. When you say metal. Like, you don't want to be like, Jeffrey Dahmer, are you over there meddling with those gay dudes again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, no.
You're meddling around over there? In the murder yeah. ward?
Right. So I feel like you got to be careful when you use it. But something more lighthearted like this. Mm-hmm. Russians over here.
We're just meddling around.
Meddling with the election process over here with our democracy.
It's called Cambridge Analytica. Guys, look it up. Cambridge Analytica.
Sugar Bowl came back.
Okay.
NFL anthem protests were going on. A lot was going on in 2017.
Busy year.
Snapchat, IPO, that came on the scene. Maybe they put all their money in Vine.
Maybe.
Something. When did that die? 2016?
You know what? Maybe the sign broke them.
Oh,
okay. Maybe that big ass sign broke them.
Spend less money on signs.
They had to get the chopper that has the little spider legs to drop in the letters.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
That's a big letter.
Man, it was a big ass sign, bro. I feel like
I wish I could go behind the scenes and be just to hang out and see how these guys hang these big ass letters and shit. I want to know how they get it to stay on the side of the buildings and everything.
I mean, you got rent cranes and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a whole process. Do we need that big a sign?
When you're doing shit where you have a crane rental happening, you're doing big shit.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody in my neighborhood that was not doing too well that was also renting crane equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy, my buddy Jeff, though. He had a house in Big Bear in California, and they bought the house and had a jacuzzi on their patio.
Oh, nice.
On their wooden deck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was obviously on a hill looking over the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a crane, they had to get a crane truck in there. Cost them like $3,500 to get the crane truck in, get that other jacuzzi out, and get the new one put in.
Jesus.
Yeah, and every time I'm in that hot tub, I think to myself, this thing collapsed at any moment.
It's like the house on Lethal Weapon that he drives. He just pulls, he hooked his truck up to one pull and pulls it off, and the whole house fell down the side.
Nice Lethal Weapon reference there, by
the way. Yeah, Was that the second one? I think it was the second one.
I can't remember. I gotta rewatch that again.
Dude.
Man, what a movie.
I don't know if there was a better cop buddy duo.
It's pretty good, man.
They were really, really good. I'm trying to think of some other classics.
I'll say this, though. Remember Mahoney from Police Academy?
Yes.
I was scrolling through. I was on Cameo. Someone requested a Cameo from me the other day. Whatever.
Right,
no big deal.
All right.
I do the Cameo. And then I go, well, who's on Cameo? Because now there's a difference. Before, you used to get 75% of your money on a Cameo.
Right.
But now, out of nowhere, the Apple percentage that they take, the 30%, the app is now forcing the user, the person, to pay that.
Right.
So I only charge like $20 for my shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now somehow it's $20.99, and I only got like $10.99 of the Cameo cash.
Yeah, it fell off a lot.
And it was because they're taking the 30% and forcing it on us instead of them paying it. Like, hey, pigs,
right?
You're the app developer. You take it.
You wanted to be on the Apple Store?
Everybody's so expensive on there. Fucking Mahoney's on there, though.
Yeah.
He's on there for like $300, bro. Mahoney, you haven't done. I mean, listen, no disrespect. Okay, I've been a fan. I'm still a fan of Police Academy. And if I pops in and I see you running around doing Mahoney, doing your little antics, I'm all in, Mahoney. Okay, I still respect you as an artist, but you got to be out of your goddamn mind. You think I'm giving $300 to get a fucking Cameo from Mahoney? Bro?
I mean, you really haven't done anything since Three Men and a Baby.
That was it.
Come on. And what was the movie with with the old people and the alien pods. And,
see, I don't know. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
He hasn't done shit since Cocoon. I didn't even have hair in my little nuts at that point.
I was a little kid.
I'm 41. I'm 42.
And you're going to come at me with $300 on Cameo?
For
nobody
a Cameo?
Wants your Cameo, bro. Nobody's paying $300.
All right, Todd. I think that this could be funny. I think thinking about the Cameo angle, mm-hmm. and like if, okay, I'm going to pick five people and see if you'd pay this.
Okay.
Let's go to search here. So under featured.
Yep.
Right now on Cameo, I'm just trying to figure out guys that.
These are front
we
page
both
featured.
Would know.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, these Daryl Strawberry.
$219.99
to get you a one from Daryl Strawberry.
I might. I was a big Daryl Strawberry fan.
Me too. Okay.
I don't hate that one.
I'll throw some more out there.
Okay.
We got Dougie Fresh at a nice, reasonable $100.
Not my, yeah.
Yeah, not for you. Would. Let's see. All in featured. Okay. Chris Hansen, $79. I don't know why anybody would ever want to Chris Hansen to do talk to you.
If I could have a video forever of him talking to me, and he'd be like, go ahead and keep your seat, Todd. What do you got in that backpack? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, yeah, classic from the show. Yeah. That would be pretty cool to have.
I think that this could work out. Like, if you have a budget to make a radio show,
mm-hmm.
and you can afford to pay these decent, you know, $100 to $200 a pop off, but you use them for your bits, it could be worth it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Chris Hansen, you're all in on 80.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in on him. We got Bruce Buffer for $350, kid.
Oh, again, if you could get the classic, you know, saying out of him.
Penn from Penn and Teller for $139. LeVar Ball, $140.
Doesn't Penn not talk?
I know, he talks.
Oh, it's Teller. Teller yeah. doesn't talk. Okay.
It's pretty wild. To get. Kenny G, $399, kid. Kenny G needs to calm the fuck down, bro.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
But also, I mean, I'm not sure who's paying $400 for a message from Kenny G.
Nobody.
Okay? I mean.
Nobody wants.
I think he's just pricing himself so no, he knows he has to worry about this shit.
He's like, well, if I do get one, at least it's $400.
All right. Then we got this pig from, we got the pig from Pawn Stars who robs everybody, Rick Harrison, for $130.
Nobody wants him either, man. That show's gone.
Here's mine I would do, I think. Tommy Chong for only $159.99.
Always. Now, but now we're talking about, that's an icon.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he could be in an old folks home, uh-huh. in a hospice with a bed with a beep,
yep.
beep, beep. I would pay that for somebody just to hold the phone up and watch his EKG, even if he couldn't speak.
Uh-huh.
He's an icon.
Okay. This one, I'm really interested to see how you feel about this one. It's for $599.99.
Oh, Jesus.
Don Johnson.
Ooh.
Don Johnson cameo.
Shit, dude.
$600.
$600 for Don Johnson.
Fucking Don Johnson, bro.
Fucking probably. I probably would.
Okay.
Depends how, you know.
Let's say we have to, you know what we should do next time?
Pre-COVID,
we'll do this. We're going to do a budget. We're going to have a $1,000 budget.
Yes.
And you get out to pick five people. No, we'll do $500 budget. No. We got to do like $800 at least because okay. we need one whale.
Right.
To be able True. To afford one whale. And then yes. like if we have one left, maybe I'll just get me for $10. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We got fucking Urkel for $170. Tough one.
Did I do that? Everybody's going to want him to say that same thing every time.
By the way, Pedro from fucking Napoleon Dynamite, $149.
Pedro, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Some of these people are just a little bit out of their minds, bro. Like, I don't even know who Jesse McCarthy is, bro. And he's trying to charge $210, but he's got right under him McFoley and Jay from Jay and Silent Bob are at $150, $160 respectively. Fuck out of here, McCartney. Who the fuck do you think you are?
What do you even do? You're not even on the same playing field as those two.
And you're over here with the $80 extra or whatever?
Come on.
This one might be your one. This one might be all you. Mark McGrath for $95.
Ooh. That's not a bad, you know what I mean? That's not bad. I probably would.
Here's a nice one to sneak it in. Brett the Hitman Hart for $160, bro.
Absolutely.
I like that one.
I would do it right now. I might do it right now. Put in the order.
Okay, this is a steal of steel. I think after I consider that some dude named Jesse McCarthy was charging $210, Shooter McGavin, $229 only, bro.
That's an iconic movie character.
Yep.
So, and plus I like him in other movies.
I know.
I respect his career, so I would probably do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people in here to pick from if you got the money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can make moves, and you could get me and Todd to do this stuff.
And you can write your own script. Like, if you guys get us on Cameo, yeah. You can write your own script of what you want us to say. And that's what I would do with these people. I was a specific thing I'd want them to say. I would type out this whole script for Shooter McGavin that would say something like, the sun's out, bums are out, and hopefully your pubes are not out.
Yes, that's what you would say.
Because, you know what? It's flip-flop season. It's upon us. And you're out here with those post-pandemic toenails. Dude.
Come on, guy.
What are you, a caveman? What are you coming Jesus, at me with bro. That? Trim your shit, you know what I mean?
You walk around with a big stick?
Yeah.
Buddy, you barefoot right now at Walmart?
Oh, can you form words? Listen, our friends at Manscaped have you covered. They just launched their fourth generation performance package and their Shears 2.0 nail grooming kit. What? Join the Manscaped movement.
Join the movement. Manscaped.com
for 20% off plus free shipping.
Where?
It's manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code GUNSBLAZING.
Man, I'll tell you what, bro. I was gearing up for this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's not about if you're going to be hanging out with somebody that might see your parts. Mm-hmm. It's about you feeling fresh and light on your feet. I broke out the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. I broke out my trimmer, and I trimmed myself.
I'm high speed, low drag. I want aerodynamics at all times.
Those are your settings.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Ball hair bogs me down.
It does.
I can feel it twisting all the time. Like, it grabs hold of my underwear, and it's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't want it on me. I want it clean down there. And there's no safer way to do it. You know, I almost bled out one time.
You almost did.
Yeah. Yeah. I was using a regular razor, and I nicked it. And, I mean, I started, you know, I was trying to stop it.
I remember pulling over because they were the ambulance was on its way to get you. I had to pull over. They were going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And I had just knew something was up.
Because
you had said earlier, I'm going to trim my balls.
Also, I was in your back seat while I was doing it.
That's what's even weirder.
Yes. And I remember, like, getting all white and pale and clammy. And you were like, are you okay, dude? And I was like, no, I just cut my ball sack. And you were like, oh, what are you doing with a regular razor?
Yeah.
Never again.
I was like, my man, the fourth generation trimmer features advanced skin-safe technology to reduce grooming. You know what I mean? Mm. That's what you want. You don't want any ingrown hairs or snags on your boys before beach season.
I don't.
And that's why we're using the Lawnmower 4.0. 7,000 RPM motor.
What okay? are we talking about?
An on and off travel lock.
Mm.
And it gives you the ability to turn the 4,000 LED spotlight on and off.
Let's say you live in Texas and your grid power grid goes down again.
And it's going to get hot. It's going to go down.
The Lawnmower 4.0 also has its own little freaking LED spotlight. Whip that out to find your way around at night. And trim your balls.
That's what we call tactical where I come from, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's people having your back.
The Performance Package 4.0 has the Weed Whacker. Like, if it's not enough stuff already, you get the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds. Like, you get your nose and your ear hair. Like, listen, don't come at me in public, bro, if you fucking got the long hair sticking out of your nose or your ears. Mm-hmm. Like, look at yourself in the mirror. It's 2021.
If you scratch your nuts and it sounds like you're scratching your head, you got a problem, homie.
Come on.
Okay? And here's my favorite part about this whole thing is that this trimmer, it's waterproof, Todd, so you can trim in the shower, not even worry about your cleanup on aisle D. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I love it. I only trim in the shower now. That's the way to go. And I sing songs while I'm in there.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a very talented shower singer.
Yeah, you are.
I sing all Kevin Costner songs only. Listen, you get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GUNSBLAZING at manscaped.com. Tame that summer swamp in your pants with Manscaped. Like,
listen. I mean, they're throwing in free gifts, Todd.
It's just
you get boxers, you get the shed travel bag. Come on, guy.
I mean, this is probably the most generous guy. I don't know how they're not making money. There's no way. I think they're just passionate about
helping guys and guys just being trimmed down there, and right. Guys having, you know, fingernail clippers on deck, and, you know, a grit nail file. I'm telling you, get these packages, get all this at one time for 20% off is a steal, guys. So head on over to manscaped.com, okay? Use code GUNSBLAZING, and you're good to go. you're taming your little summer swamp and the little panties you're wearing.
This is a great gift for like a woman to get her man. You know what I mean? Like, yep. If you're tired of, you know, getting the, you know, the little hair gets stuck down and they have to,
yeah,
it's like a fur ball thing. Yeah. I mean, don't put up with that.
So you don't need it. You don't deserve it. Mm-mm. You shouldn't, and you don't have to, and you won't.
Don't. Knock it off.
We need to have Patreon parties once a month, bro.
Right.
We need to have higher. But we are going to need to probably have another tier in order to afford these parties.
Right.
So we have to add the $500 a month tier.
Right. If we're going to have it every month, it's going to have to be an upcharge of some sort.
I tell you what, though. I always wanted to have my own underground bar. I wish I can just go full speakeasy. Like, some days I wish I can take my money and just open up an operation that's on the go.
I know. Here's another thing, too, I was thinking about. I don't know why more people... I knew this group of cops down in Evansville, Indiana, and they bought their own bar. Like, they rent this bar, and it's, like, private. So they all pay X amount of the rent a month.
Yeah.
And it's, like, its own little hole-in-the-wall bar, and they have satellite TV with all the bar package channels that you'd want.
Yeah.
All that stuff, but they're the only ones that can go in there, or their friends.
How does that work? Like, do you... Is there somebody at the door that says you can't come in?
Yeah. And in Indiana, you can have private bars, private membership bars, and you make your own rules. Like if you want to allow smoking, for instance, you can have.
How does the alcohol work? Who's buying? Is it everybody's money that puts that their dues is what the alcohol is purchased on, so that you're drinking at a cheaper price than bar prices?
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
So it's kind of like meeting in the middle between a home and a bar.
Exactly. I mean, and these are people like, well, this is what we spend. We're going to the bar anyway. And then there are people, I don't know, they're all like drug cops and shit. So they want to run into people in their own small town area.
Yeah.
So like, this is the place we can go. If we want to watch the game, sit around and bullshit, you know, we're at a bar. And they even have like a bartender that gets paid to come.
Yeah, so, I imagine.
Yeah. But it's kind of a great idea, right?
It is.
Because I don't know, if you're a person, when we were really hitting the bars hard, dude, how much would we spend in a month? Probably fucking $1,200-$1,400
probably, depending on how hammered. If I felt like, oh, because I had an extra $80 in my account, I felt like I could buy shots tonight, like I'm some big shot.
Yeah. So you say you paid $500 a month.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, enough of you that kept it fully stocked and paid. I mean, worth it.
And no fuckos get to come in, so no, unless they come with you.
Oh, man.
You get to bring guests?
Yeah.
Oh.
As long as everybody approves.
Oh. Tell you what, I'm about to look into a personal membership bar and also the food circus.
No.
Guys, please don't steal our stuff. Listen,
don't.
Do we have it already patented? Yeah, we do. But still, the point is, I'll save you the steps. Don't do it.
Just
you
know don't what I mean? Do it. Don't be respectful of our ideas and our innovation. Man.
Have our own bar. And we know we do have it, but I'm saying like in a city somewhere, you know? Yeah, like
a location. Inside bar. Yeah. You go there and it's got a storefront and all that shit, but it's only you and your friends can go in there. What the fuck, dude? Is that cool or what?
That's pretty damn funny.
It is. We have to look into it.
But, you know, our bar ran like a bar. I love it. It was we had the full kitchen station. The only thing I'd like to do is maybe put down some sort of rubber mats over by the food area.
Oh, great idea. I thought about
just
that
so
too.
That we're cooking, so it's not slippery on that wood.
Yeah.
Because the brisket juice got a little loose. You know what I mean? Some sandwiches and shit in the cutting. Because I was taking it when it was done, and I'd get a nice, when I was making sandwiches for folks, I'd grab the brisket out of the pan, put it down, hit it with some chops, put it on the bun with the sauce and whatever, and then tell them, you know, show them, here's some peppers, blah, blah, blah. That's what I was chopping. You know, the juice and the fat was, you know, coming out. And obviously that'll harden up and get gross. After
slick
it cools
as fuck,
down,
dude.
Yeah, you could slide. Fucking, you could slide from here to the Canadian border.
Yeah, we just need one of those grease mats or whatever they have in kitchens. Because, dude, I mean, you told me about it, and I went over there, and it was like, I mean, I don't know. We should use that on more shit. Like if I had like a slide.
Yeah.
If I knew that
you
that
grease it up a little
as
bit
a kid,
of, cool.
I would have put it on the bottom of my sled.
Oh,
before
yeah.
I went
rendered,
down
a little bit of rendered fat.
I'll just be cooking it down.
Mom, do you have any rendered pork? Do you have any rendered brisket fat so I can put on my slide? Because I went out there this morning with the brush to scrub it out and try to get it going. We hosed it down and shit. But that's, I mean, it was worth it. no matter what. But I did get worried for a bit. I was like telling people, hey, please watch out around here. It's very slippery.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of awesome brisket fat on the ground. And
we're going to pass out a bunch of helmets.
Hurt yourself.
All right, brother. All right, great buddy. Weekend, man.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to go.
Hey, listen, this guest episode came out a few days late, but it still came out.
Yeah, we had party shit to do. Sean had to travel here. We had a bunch of shit to coordinate, but you know what? We got it done.
You were over there in bear country going viral.
Oh, and man, you know, like the bear people come at me hard for feeding that bear.
To get him out of the car, though. Yeah,
and I'm like, listen, you get a bear inside your minivan, you get him out however the fuck you want to get him out.
Yeah.
I'm using bacon. You know what I mean?
And he got out.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty easy.
Yeah, it's
seemed
awesome.
Like a no-brainer. I'm not going to grab hold of the bear. I'm not going to go anywhere near the bear. I know a guy lost a thumb to a bear. Ain't going to be me.
No, but, sir. Here's some bacon. Fuck off.
Yeah, you go fuck off, bear people. All right, brother. Love you.
Love you, too.